Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight we talk about how each of us has about 60,000 to 70 thoughts a day, and sadly, it's the negative ones that we tend to hear the loudest. Now, this is important to know because negative thoughts damage our lives and damage our happiness, and they create behaviors that sabotage the best of our intentions. My guest this evening, certified life coach Ora Nadrich, points out that you can't simply lead a happy and fulfilled life if your inner dialogue is negative and causing you to suffer. My guest, Ora Nadrich, author of Says Who, How One Simple Question Can Change the Way You Think Forever, says there is a way out of the tangle. So tonight, we talk with Ora Nadrich, certified life coach and certified mindfulness meditations teacher, to help us find our way out of negative thinking. It is a pleasure to welcome Ora Nadrich to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome, Ora.
Hi, Ellie. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for writing this book. What was the incentive to write this book?
Well, I've always been very aware of the thought process. It was something that I took myself on a psycho-spiritual journey very early on and wanted to know what made our mind tick and our thoughts have control over us. And the real beginnings of this for me was that when I was almost 15 years old, my sister had a nervous breakdown. And it was very traumatic and very devastating for the entire family, and it was heartbreaking.
How old was she?
She was 17 years old.
Oh, my.
And that really was, when I think back to what was the genesis, what was the beginning of my particular journey that set me on that track of wanting to know how our minds work, is really because of that. That was a very important, pivotal time in my life. And it wasn't until many years later that I came to understand that what had happened to my sister had affected me so profoundly. And the thought that came up for me when she became ill was that this could happen to me. And why that thought came up was because I went into a fear-based mode of thinking, that fight or flight feeling.
Yes.
And when we go into fear, we tell ourselves all sorts of things. Oh my God, I'm not going to be okay. Oh my God, my world is over. You know, all sorts of things that we tell ourselves when we go into fear. For me personally, that was a thought that came up for me. And what I didn't realize is that that thought stayed with me. And I sort of buried it, if you will, into my subconscious. It's not like I woke up every day going, oh, my God, that's going to happen to me. What happened to my sister will happen to me. But that thought was planted. And that's exactly what happens, which is why I wrote Says Who. So I know we have a certain amount of time, and this is a very in-depth story as to how this happened. But I will fast forward to it was many years later for me, having suffered with that thought for an extended period of time, that I needed to get to the bottom of why I was feeling anxious and why I was feeling so frightened in my life. Well, what I came to discover was it was because of that thought. I was living in fear that what had happened to my sister could happen to me. So, boom, that was my thought. That was my negative, fear-based thought. I went on a very deep, profound psycho-spiritual journey. I studied and learned many modalities of the thinking process. And I became a certified life coach years later. And what I started to see with my clients was a pattern. And that pattern was that I would be in session with some of my clients. And one client in particular who was on an upwardly mobile trajectory in her life. And during our session together, she was starting a new business. She seemed like she was in a good place when all of a sudden she said something that was completely opposite towards the goal she was trying to achieve, which was to start this business. And she came out with this statement, which was, "I'm afraid I'm going to be homeless and penniless."
She was afraid of failing.
Yes, but yes. That was the way it was manifesting in her mind. Well, I had such an aha moment in my session with her, and I thought, I don't believe that thought is originally her own. I believe, just an instinct that I had, that she took that thought from someone else. She had gotten that fear-based thought somewhere. And what came up in my mind in that exact moment that she said that was, says who? Who said you're going to be homeless and penniless? Well, I said that to her. I said, says who? Who says you're going to be homeless and penniless? That stopped her right in her tracks. And she became wide-eyed, and she said, oh, I don't even know how to answer that. And I said, well, is that your original thought, or have you heard that said by someone else? She then proceeded to say, she got very emotional, visibly emotional in front of me, and she took a deep breath, and she said, oh, my God, that is a thought. That is a statement that I've grown up with. My father used to say that all the time when I was growing up. He had gone from job to job. He had failed at some of his jobs that he had. They were in financial duress. He used to say around the dinner table, we're going to end up on the streets. We're going to end up penniless and homeless. So I said, oh, so that was your father's thought that you have taken on as your own, and it's your worst boogeyman. Is that what you're saying? And she said, yes, but I didn't realize how much I've been carrying that thought around for so long. So it was a major breakthrough for her.
Now, wasn't she able to change her focus with that major breakthrough?
She had a big epiphany with that. That was a major realization for her to realize, to connect the dots. Because it wasn't, you know, these things become subliminal for you. It's not like she was walking around, here she's starting to start a new business, and it's not as if she woke up that morning and said, gee, here I am starting a new business, and oh my God, I'm thinking my father's thought that I'm going to be homeless and penniless. You know, we don't connect the dots like that.
You're right, we don't.
Which is why, Ellie, I sat down and wrote the book. I knew I was onto something. When I had that moment with her, which was such a huge breakthrough for my client, I knew I was onto something very important here.
And I
decided to write it as a book and create a method, which is called the Says Who Method.
And I think Says Who says it brilliantly.
Thank
because
you.
We do not identify. We have become so immersed, as your client did. We become so immersed in negative thinking that we don't even realize it's not our own, but we've adapted it.
Exactly. And I've had many clients who have this revelation has happened right before my eyes, that things that they walk around saying about themselves isn't not true, but it's something that they took on from someone else, and they've carried it into adulthood and have suffered, just like I suffered with that thought about my sister. You know, I suffered a lot holding on to a thought that wasn't true. Who said I was going to have a nervous breakdown like my sister? There's no proof to that.
Exactly. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life, and this is your host, Eleanor Barbro, and I'm talking today with Ora Nadrich, who has written a very most important book called Says Who, How One Simple Question Can Change the Way You Think Forever. And this is exactly what happened to your client. Was your client able to go on and create a successful business?
Yes, it was a major transformation for my client. She ended up implementing the Says Who method. We worked together. I structured a questioning method for her, designed specifically for her, that really became the basis of the Says Who method. You know, which ended up becoming a more distilled version of asking seven very clear, lucid questions to yourself so that you can deconstruct this thought that has such power over you, that you know, that affects people's lives. And it did. She had a tremendous breakthrough. And she really was my first guinea pig, if you will. You know, it worked so successfully for her that I knew right then and there, boom, I want the world to experience this. I want the world to know that they don't have to suffer like this with something, with a belief about themselves that they carry around that causes them so much pain and suffering. You can let it go.
And, you know, the interesting thing is most people don't recognize that they're carrying around this negativity.
No, they don't. And in the book, Ellie, you know, I go through even the preliminary process of that. I guide people in, you know, basically how to gauge, how to know that when the beginnings of a negative thought, when it starts to percolate in your mind, that I say in the book, you become the observer of it, that you say, ah, there's that negative thought trying to wreak havoc with me. Ah, there's that negative thought that's trying to pull me down and make me feel really bad about myself. And this becomes a practice. And this practice, I tell you, it becomes so good. You become so good at it that you catch these very sneaky little thoughts that start to come in. And they will. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I didn't write a book that's going to banish negative thoughts forever. It's part of the thinking process. We will think negative thoughts. But what you're going to get really good at is zapping them in right when they happen and know what to do with them when they start to try and take control. You have to have some kind of a system in place, I feel.
Well, we're going to talk about that system, and there are certain aspects of our lives. One is career building, and the other that everyone goes through is weight loss and punishing ourselves with negative thinking, particularly when we get on the scale and it doesn't move when we've been good for a week.
I talk about that in the book. I have a whole section in the book about that, which I would love to talk about.
And we will. I will tell you that one of the ways I banished negative thinking on that subject, but we'll talk more about it in the second half, is I simply went off the scale. I did not go on the scale. I said, scale, I don't believe you're my friend, and I will not put up with you anymore. Because I did what everybody else did. I got on the scale. I said, I've been good for a week. I've observed every single dot, and I haven't had any cheat. And I get on the scale. Doesn't budge. I said, you know, that's ridiculous. I've been so good. I don't deserve this as punishment.
Good and then for I, you.
And
you
I,
see?
Yeah, but I, you see, but before I observed the idea that this scale was getting the best of me, I would go off and binge. But now that I don't go on the scale, I recognize I lose weight very slowly. And hopefully, I'm going to be okay. And you know what has worked out. And we're going to talk more about the specifics of banishing negative thinking. And we're going to talk more about Ora Nadrich's particular blueprint for overcoming the negative thinking that so powerfully can impact our lives, and we're going to change that to positive when we return to take charge of your life on WDIY.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. And this evening we're talking with Ora Nadrich, who has written a wonderful book called Says Who? How One Simple Question Can Change the Way You Think Forever. And we're really talking, Ora, about how we change subconscious negative thinking that has gotten into our systems, and sometimes we're just not even aware of it because we're so used to dealing with it. Is that true?
Absolutely, Ellie. And, it, you know, the things that we tell ourselves, our thoughts become our beliefs, and we store those beliefs in our subconscious. The things that we tell ourselves, I'm this, I'm that, I'm a loser, I'm not good enough, I'm unworthy, nobody loves me, I'm not worthy of love, your subconscious just receives it like, okay, great. And it just, I call it the storage room of our beliefs. In my book, I go into that whatever we tell ourselves become beliefs, and they stay there until we change them, which is why this As Who method is so important, because it can change those negative beliefs into positive beliefs that serve our well-being.
You know, I think most of us are aware that we have this negative, I like that, the negative storage attic, I like that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But tell us about how you evolved and a little bit about the Says Who method of finding a way to create positive out of negative energy.
Well, the Says Who method is just such a user-friendly method. I wanted to be able to reach people and know that it's not difficult. You know, I mean, yes, we're so overwhelmed with the negative thoughts that can come up, and it differs for every person. And like you said, you know, it is in my book, we think between 40 and 70,000 thoughts a day, which is a staggering statistic, and that many of those thoughts are negative and fear-based and don't serve our well-being. So we know that going in, and so we want to work with it. We want to say, okay, so I'm bound to have some negative thoughts. First of all, I really want to say go easy on yourself, because you don't want to work on trying to transform your negative thoughts and beat yourself up in the process.
Uh-huh.
So the Says Who method is a very easy process. It's 7 questions. I call them very user-friendly questions, and you can get so good at that inquiry, that investigation, that challenging of your negative thoughts that the minute the first one starts to come up, you can identify it. You can say, oh, okay, there it goes. It's this, as I said earlier, this thought is trying to have power over me. And you start the questioning process, the very first one being Says Who. Who is saying this thought? Is it me, or have I taken on someone else's thought about me that I don't even like? And one of my favorite Says Who questions is, do I like this thought? I have that one in my back pocket all the time. You know, when I say to people that are on what I call the hamster wheel, where they keep saying the same thing to themselves over and over again, or I call the yeah buts, yeah, but I'm this, yeah, but I'm that. And I say, I had a women's group for several years, and I used to, you know, I had done the Says Who method on some of these clients and these participants, and I would say to one woman in particular was really on a negative jag, and I looked at her and I said, do you like that thought? And it stopped her in her tracks, which what these questions are designed to do, to stop a negative thought in its tracks. And she looked me straight in the face and she said, no, not only do I not like this thought, I hate this thought. And I said, so you're thinking a thought you not only don't like, you're thinking a thought that you hate. I just want you to be with that for a minute. I want you to really just wrap your mind around that you're thinking a thought that you hate. And you're creating that thought. You have the power to let it go. You're creating it. So you can be in the power position of letting it go whenever you want to. Now, I know that listeners out there might go, yeah, but how do I do that? How do I let it go? With practice and by using the method and asking yourself these 7 really important questions, you really start to understand that you're in the power position. You're the one that is you're in the driver's seat of this car.
So what you're saying is that people for so long have felt powerless.
Yes.
They have felt that they were not in the driver's seat.
Right.
That they've been listening to these negative thoughts for so long. They
right.
have not identified where they've come from or whether
right.
they truly believe it. They've simply given it power by repeating it in repetition.
Exactly. And also what I say, you know, it's a process. There's something in the book that I call release and replace, that, you know, you identify the thought, even if it's your thought, that it's come from you, or it's a thought that you've taken on that someone else had told you about yourself. So by identifying this negative thought, you now can work with it. It's like anything else. It's like taking steps. You want to bake a cake? You got to follow the steps to get the results you want. So these 7 steps help you do that. It helps you identify it. You start with being the observer, not the reactor. You identify the negative thought, and then you start to do the work so that you can ultimately let it go. And when a negative thought comes up, you also, if it should come up again, because people will say to me, but what if that thought comes up again? You go into replace and remove and replace. You can easily replace that thought with something positive. You know, we talked earlier about weight, and, you know, that's a very common negative. People beating themselves up and berating themselves about weight loss. Do you know?
Oh, absolutely. I'm familiar with that one.
Yeah, it's a very common problem. And what I say in the book is I say there's something about two conflicting thoughts that we hold simultaneously in a sentence. I really want to lose weight, but I'm so bad at dieting, I probably won't. Now, that thought undermines your goal, and that is to lose weight. I really want to lose weight. What do we want to add to that sentence? I really want to lose weight, and I know I will, one step at a time. You know, I had a client who once, she was with me in a session, and she said, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. And I said, great. And she said, did you hear what I said? I'm going to lose 50 pounds. And I said, that's fantastic. That's wonderful. And she had so much energy on the number. And she ended up not losing 50 pounds, and she ended up beating herself up every step of the way. So what I propose is start to support your goal and your desire. I want to lose weight. I will cut back on my portion at my lunch meal today. You know, how can we support our goal? And this is the release and the replace. This is the system. The Says Who method is the seven questions. The Says Who method is the release and replace. And the Says Who method is supporting your goal and your desires with positive thoughts that serve your well-being instead of a negative thought that wants to undermine and sabotage your goal and your desire. All that is in the book, in stages.
And, you know, I have had a problem, you know, with weight. And one of the things that I have substituted and replaced was not that dieting has been successful for some points, and then I've gained it all back. And the new replacement is I'm no longer dieting. I'm taking responsibility.
Beautiful.
And so
Ellie,
when I,
that's great.
And when I go to synagogue functions where there's, you know, all kinds of goodies and things, I look and I say, that looks wonderful, but how does my system take it? I have to take responsibility and say, I can't, and I won't.
Absolutely. And that takes willpower, but I think also supporting your desire. You know, what that does is, it, let's just say you're looking at a smorgasbord, an entire buffet of food,
yes.
And you can say, wow, that looks so appetizing, I want to just indulge. And, you know, another thing that I really talk about in the book is to take a moment to breathe, to pause, to ask yourself, why do I want this? Will this serve my well-being?
Exactly.
Am I eating this because I'm actually hungry, or I'm eating this because I feel bad about myself? Or I'm eating this because I don't feel that I'm enough, or I'm eating this because I need instant gratification. I mean, inquiry is so important. It's so much about what the Says Who method is about. It's about investigating and having that day-to-day inquiry as to why we have the thoughts that we have and why we have the impulses that we have.
Well, I think that is so important. I remember this one gentleman had been very intent about creating an ice cream festival for the children who were attending. And he said, Ellie, how about some ice cream? I said, I'm sorry, thank you so much, I don't eat ice cream. And I did pick up a piece of watermelon, and he said to me, you know, the watermelon has more sugar than the ice cream. And I said, you know, I know, but inwardly I took responsibility, and I didn't have to convince him. I knew I could handle the watermelon sugar, but not the ice cream sugar.
Right.
And that was, you know,
yeah,
that was something I had to understand about who I be. Well, I, you know, this is a really profoundly important book for all of us. How do we get in touch with you? You have a website?
I do. My website is oranadridge.com, and all my social media handles are my name, Ora Nadridge. Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, my website, everything is my name, Ora Nadrich, O-R-A-N like Nancy, A-D-R-I-C-H.
And the website is called, or?
The website is oranadrich.com.
Oranadrich.com. And
yes.
People can get, and how can people get a hold of your book, Says Who? How
my
one...
book is available on all the major book outlets, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can order it at your local bookstore if they don't have it in stock. It's but easily, or you can order it on any of those major book outlets or the book outlets that are in your particular town.
Well, I just think it's you've written something so very special
Thank you. So important
that often, you know, we're so used to thinking in a particular way, we don't even realize that we're thinking in a negative way.
I know.
It becomes a pattern and
yes.
a habit, and we just accept it.
Yes.
So, Tell me some more examples of some of the questions we can ask.
Well, you know, one of my favorites, as I said, you know, do you like this thought? Another one of the Says Who questions is, does this thought work for you? And if you're really telling yourself something really negative or really berating yourself, and you can just stop and be with it and ask yourself, how is this thought working for me favorably? And be really honest with yourself.
Can you give us an example that perhaps
you've faced? It would be like, you know, you say to yourself something like, okay, I'm a failure at dieting, going back to the dieting thing because that's such a universal struggle that people seem to have. I'm a failure at dieting. And you say, okay, just a minute. How is that thought working for me? Is it going to help me reach my goal? Is it going to make me feel better about myself? Or is it just making me feel really bad and making me feel like a failure and making me feel that I'm not successful at what I want to set out to do? That's not working for you. You know, these are very logical questions to ask yourself. You know, and they're simple. I say you can start to use these questions. It becomes second nature, like brushing your teeth. Another one is, does this thought make me feel better? Well, that one is a no-brainer. Because if you're telling yourself something really bad, like I'm a loser, I'm bad at dieting, I'm unsuccessful at love, at relationships, I'm never going to get this, I'm never going to have that, the nevers, the I can'ts, the I won'ts, you know, all those negative, you know, just setting yourself up for failure. If you ask yourself something like, one of the Says Who questions, does this thought make me feel better? And if it doesn't, why would you think or continue to think a thought that doesn't make you feel better? And you can say, sorry, thought, you're not making me feel better. I'm choosing to replace you with a thought that does.
I want to thank you, Ora Nadrich, author of Says Who, How One Simple Question Can Change the Way You Think Forever, for helping us to take charge of our lives by helping us to understand that we have the power to stop negative thinking. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heber, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.